All right, here we go. It's now time for our Troy Locker Room Chat here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. I want to thank RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable, and Anderson Meats as well. Derek Jasper, the head coach of the Trojans, joining us. And, Coach, just so much to take away from the game last week at Centralia, 28-20. Panthers win it. They get a late touchdown to get that win. And just such a great atmosphere, great game as always. And your team certainly had opportunities to pull away with the win. But just kind of the initial thoughts and takeaways from the game last week against Centralia.
Yeah, another somber, disappointing ride home from Centralia. The last two times we've been out there now, we lose in the final seconds or basically lose in the final play. And, you know, our kids fought hard, competed hard. I was proud of them for that. We were a little bit outmanned, put together a patchwork offensive line. But, man, we tried real hard. I thought it was a great game. Had the lead going into the fourth quarter. Just couldn't hold on, didn't make enough plays. Man, made a bunch of plays, and so did they, but just they made one more better play than we did. And last 2 weeks, you know, Riverside and Centralia, we outgained both of those teams yardage-wise, but neither one of those teams turned the ball over in those games. We had a couple fumbles against Centralia and a couple picks against Riverside, you know, that are costly. You know, we can't blame that on one person or any one play, but we didn't force any turnovers, and we had the turnovers, and that kind of was the difference. But a lot of big performances, obviously, the duo of Gannon, Bowen, Logan, Blevins had a monstrous night, one of the best combination quarterback-wide receiver games we've had probably since I've been coaching or probably ever. And we've had some good ones, and I thought Ty Horner was incredible on defense. He was great. Henry Geiger continues to make double-digit tackles, and, of course, they had a big-time performance from Flinty. He's a tough son of a gun. I tell you, I don't know if he carried it 30 times or whatever, but he just kept coming, and we didn't force them into enough passing situations. I think they only threw the ball like 3 times. They were able to stick together with the chains. But, man, we made some big plays on 3rd and long, 4th and long, keep drives going, and some of those guys were sensational, like Logan Blevins. It's easy to see. He's played 2 games. I mean, if he's easy to see what kind of honors and stats he would have had if he could have played a full season, and then Gannon Bowe had his best game, and I cannot believe he didn't get sacked any time during that game as much heat as he was under, but man, probably made one of his best throws, best plays on an incompletion where he scrambled around all across the field, threw it about 40 yards in the end zone, went through one of our receivers' hands before half, but fun game to watch back, but man, another disappointing loss, and pretty costly loss for us in the district, as I think you know, those 3 teams, Troy, Riverside, Centralia, these 3 games 3 weeks in a row were monster matchups against 3 pretty evenly matched teams. So here we are. We'll keep fighting the good fight, and that's the way she came out.
Yeah, and there's just, again, you mentioned Gannon Bowe, and, you know, he throws for over 350 yards, and you mentioned Logan, and I want to talk about him for a minute. 11 catches for 217 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, that kid, just, again, an all-state caliber performance. You mentioned if he can just put a full season together, but that's just been the problem. He hasn't been able to. He's been hurt, and, you know, he gets hurt late in that game, another knee injury. He comes out. You see him come back in late, just an absolute fighter, and you feel for the kid. You feel for a kid like that, you know, for the struggles and the injuries that he's gone through over the years, and obviously with what he's capable of doing on the field. Again, 11 catches for 217 yards. Just he was certainly a difference maker, but man, you just feel for a kid that just can't get away from the injuries.
Yeah, for sure. And he had, you know, had 9 tackles too, so he's a big part of our defense. But we went to him and fed him a little bit. He was having that monster night. We kind of kept going to him. And Hunter Ingham has over 100 yards receiving also. And we had some other good players, but man, that was his night. And I'm not going, if a kid wants to go back in and he's a senior like that and I get the approval from his mother, I'm going to send him back in and give him a shot. But he only made it 1 play, and you could tell he just wasn't going to do it. And we've still got some season left. We didn't want to injure anything any more than it maybe already was. So, you know, if he's got a chance to brace his knee up and play, he probably will because he's tough and he's a senior, but can't say enough about him and what he's meant to our team. I feel my heart break for him just like everybody else's. And just can't stay on the field. Broken collarbone in week 1, first offensive play of the year, and then, you know, almost made it to the end of this game, got hurt on that last defensive drive where they scored. So, great player, great leader. His spirits are up, so our spirits are up, and we'll see what happens from here forward with him.
Yeah, glad you brought up Hunter Ingeman as well. He had some monster catches, particularly on 1 drive, I think early in the 3rd quarter. I think he had 3 or 4 catches for you. Just a lot of guys just getting involved. But again, Logan Blevins and Gannon Bowe, that combination just sensational in that game. But a 28-20 Centralia win. Obviously, Troy getting ready to wrap up the regular season on Friday night. They take on Moore Hill Mounts Academy. We'll do it after a break and talk about it after a timeout right here on KNZA. Couple more minutes here with Troy football coach. That is Derek Jasper. They get Moore Hill Mounts Academy this week. That game is at home, so an opportunity maybe to recognize the seniors here and, you know, try to get some positive momentum before going into the playoffs. But you get a Moore Hill Mounts Academy team that's coming off a 20-19 loss to Horton. If you caught that game maybe on film, what you see there? And just in general, what do you expect from this Moore Hill Mounts Academy team this week?
Yeah, hard to get a read on them. It really is. They've been kind of inconsistent, kind of hot and cold all year. It looks like at some points they could beat anybody, and then at other times it doesn't look like they can beat anybody. So they took Riverside to the wire, and I saw that game. And then they, you know, they had a real tough loss to Horton that, you know, their playoff lives are on the line now when they come to our place, because Horton could sneak in to that four spot, or we, you know, there's still a lot to be determined in that district. So, got some nice size, got nice speed, and the quarterback kind of reminds me of our own. You know, he'll run around, got a great arm. He likes to run around, actually probably more than stand in the pocket and throw it and make big plays like off script. So, kind of hard to prepare for that. But it's going to be a real tough game for us. Last home game, we probably won't play at home again the rest of the year with us being like a 3 or 4 seed in the bracket. You always got to travel to the top seeds this year with the new format. So certainly probably our last home game. Honor our seniors the best we can with the best effort we can and try to come out with a victory and then see how that playoff bracket shapes up. But Moore Hill, a really good team, much better than the last 2 years when we played them.
Finally, Coach, just give us maybe the biggest difference with what Moore Hill's going to try to do, you know, compared to what you saw last week with Centralia. It seems like Moore Hill's going to spread it out a little bit more, but just kind of the biggest difference there and what's ultimately going to be the deciding factor in this game.
Yeah, definitely. They're not, like I said, we didn't force Centralia to throw enough. They stayed in good balance with the chains and kept their run game rolling. And we didn't do a bad job of tackling. We really didn't. They had some big plays and had some big drives. And Moore Hill's a little bit different. They will run the ball more than you think. So we have to be sound there, but it'll be more spread out and that kind of run game. And they're going to try to make some plays in the passing game. Our biggest key probably for this week is to be able to run the ball inside the tackles, up the middle. That was non-existent against Centralia. We only tried it 3 or 4 times and, you know, just stuffed. And we have to be able to run the ball between the tackles some. You know, not a lot maybe, but enough to keep them honest, to kind of honor our running game enough so that we can open up through the air a little bit more. So that's probably going to be the biggest key this week is can we run it up the middle and get some yardage there and find a little bit better balance even going forward into the bracket, you know, with our run and pass game. A lot of good teams, you're not just going to be able to line up and roll around and throw it like we did last week. So finding balance in the offense will be a big key for us this week.
There it is. Troy football coach Derek Jasper joining us here on our locker room chats. Again, Troy getting Moore Hill Mounts Academy in the final game of the regular season. Trojans have clinched a spot in the playoffs, but still a lot to be determined in terms of the seeding and where they might end up. Not just in the district standings, but potentially for that first-round game in the playoffs next week. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll do it one more time next week.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Brandon.